On Tuesday, Massachusetts voters approved a ballot measure that would legalize medical marijuana. Question 3 was approved by an almost 2-to-1 margin, with 63% voting yes and 37% voting no. The new law, which will go into effect on January 1st, would provide patients with a doctor's approval to obtain marijuana to treat symptoms that advocates say, including the Committee for Compassionate Medicine, include pain, nausea, and seizures. But the dispute over the medical benefits of marijuana continues in Massachusetts, despite the voters' approval. Rick Gulla, spokesman for the Massachusetts Medical Society, says that his group is not recommending physicians prescribe marijuana until more is understood on the benefits of the drug.
The medical society continues to believe that the marijuana hasn't been proven to be medicine. It hasn't been subjected to the same rigorous testing and trials as other drugs that the Federal Drug Administration approves and that physicians use every day in practice.
However, because of the strong voter support for the measure, Gulla says that the society has requested the federal government to take a look at the issue more closely.
We have asked the Drug Enforcement Administration to reclassify marijuana so that research and trials can be conducted to determine whether or not it indeed has medical value.
But for some groups, including the AIDS Action Committee, the evidence is already there. Deb Silva, spokeswoman for the committee, says that the drug helps patients living with HIV and AIDS increase their appetite, which can prevent a weakening of the immune system.
The marijuana stimulates their appetite. They're able to eat. They regain their strength.
Matt Allen, executive director of the Massachusetts Patient Advocacy Alliance, sent WAMC a statement over email regarding question 3 that reads in part, "We look forward to working closely with patients and the state to ensure an implementation process that will make Massachusetts medical marijuana program the safest and most secure medical treatment program in the country." But Heidi Heilman, president of the Massachusetts Prevention Alliance, a group that was a leader in the campaign against question number 3, disagrees that a yes on question 3 was the right way to go.
It is disappointing, and I consider it a loss for Massachusetts.
Heilman said that the voters who approved the measure probably were not aware of all the details in the bill. She objected to the 35 dispensaries that would be set up. She objected to a lack of licensing oversight and no expiration dates. And she also feared that Massachusetts would fall into the holes she claimed other states, including Colorado and California, have, where she says pot can be prescribed for any matter of medical symptoms.
Both of those states started thinking, you know, this is going to be just getting our chronically ill access to marijuana for treatment. But indeed, what's happening is 95% of cardholders fall underneath that catch-all phrase, other conditions. So people are getting medical marijuana cards and using marijuana for insomnia and mental health issues and anxiety and sleep disorders and, you know, you name it, ADHD.
Under the law, 35 pot dispensaries will be opened across Massachusetts to card-holding patients to obtain the drug. The law's policies will take place on January 1st, and the debate is likely to continue in Massachusetts until then. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.